Hello.
Hi, am I speaking with Jean?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Well, hi, Jean. I'm Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
All right. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I certainly am.
Perfect. So I know it's still weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary elections for Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Definitely? All right. So since you want to get a large demographic of all ages, would you mind sharing your age?
I'm 74.
All right. So, just to be sure we're also representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian, all right. So, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you have very warm and positive feelings towards these people. So sorry there, I had to cough. Sorry. A 0 means you feel very cold and negative feelings towards them, and a 50 means that you do not particularly feel anything, so it's very neutral. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you may feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of these people, if you can also say so. So the first person is Janelle Bynum.
100.
100? All right. And what about Jamie McLeod Skinner?
Oh, 75.
75? All right. So I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but if the May 21st primary election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Janelle Bynum or Jamie McLeod Skinner?
Bynum.
Bynum, all right. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so have you heard like a lot, have you heard some, or only a little?
No, I'm not sure how to answer it. I see her, the commercials for her numerous, numerous times every night, but since they say the same thing over and over, I'll probably say a little.
A little? All right. So, and from what you like read or saw in those like TV ads, or maybe you heard about Janelle Bynum, do those things make you want to support her for Congress much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Much more likely? All right. And what makes you more likely to support Janelle Bynum for Congress from what you read or saw in the ads or heard?
I agree with her positions.
All right. Would you want to specify more or just that?
Well, I can't off the top of my head think specifically. So that's about it.
All right, no worries. So you would say that you just agree with her positions in general?
Yes.
All right, would you want to say like her like political positions, like stances then maybe around there?
Yes, yes.
All right, with her political positions. All right, perfect. Thank you so much for that answer. So we're almost done. We're about 90% done with the survey. And the last few questions we have are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I've had 2 years of college.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Oh, I'm so sorry. All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Very liberal, all right. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time, Jean. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, you too.
All right, goodbye.